One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors. Great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. Enviromedica, makers of Terra Flora. A novel broad-spectrum symbiotic formulated with a combination of spore-form probiotics and advanced food-based ancient prebiotics. Paleo Magazine, the well-being journal, the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio.
The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. Come on, girl. Jill.
Yeehaw!
There it is again.
My new call sign.
Oh my gosh, everyone. Welcome to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos. I've got Navi Mendoza and Jill Lane. How you doing?
I'm catching my breath.
Oh my gosh. She ran up the elevator. We had a meeting. We just like, everybody clear the deck. And I ran and got coffee.
And break.
Coffee, pee. Oh my gosh. And I missed the cue, so we had to add an extra minute. I you know, what do you got to do when you got to do what you got to do?
You got to do, right? Priorities.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know, I'm excited. We have a party Thursday, November 14th from 6 to 9. It's a meet and greet party and with One Life Radio and the whole team. I think mostly everybody will be there. And of course, Veg World Magazine. It is at V Eats Modern Vegan Restaurant down on Golden Street. That's G-U-L-E-D-E-N or A-N?
E-N.
Yeah. E-N. Golden.
Yeah. Golden.
Golden, like the mustards. Right? Or mustard? Isn't there a mustard? Goulden's mustard?
Sure. Like that.
Right?
It's in Trinity Grove.
It's so. In Trinity Grove. Yeah.
Cool
it's
spot.
It is. It's really close to, I mean, it's like, it's in downtown.
We're having a patio party.
A patio party.
Great views from over there.
Yeah.
Great views from Trinity Grove into downtown Dallas.
Well, and we've got live music, Ryan Berg and Luke Calloway and Camden. What's Camden's last name?
Gonzalez.
Gonzalez. Okay. So he's like Stevie Ray Vaughan.
He is.
He's like an 18-year-old Stevie Ray. No exaggeration there. When that boy plays the guitar, he scrambles my head, like my brain. I can't even think straight.
Wow.
It is the best. He's like, he's someone's going to take him. One of the big record labels are going to get him, and you're going to never see him again.
That's
in
so
person.
Funny.
So check it out and stop by and listen to the band Groove. But it's I always forget the name. So it's Ryan Berg, even though not all the, it's
the Velvet Ears.
Velvet Ears. I always want to say the Tail Feathers or something. I don't know. Like Velvet
That's
Ears,
awesome.
Tail Feathers, like
Ryan
Shake Your
Berg
Tail.
And the Tail Feathers.
The Tail Feathers. That's from that song, Shake Your Tail Feather,
yeah,
you know,
that's
that,
awesome.
That I love so much.
Velvet Ears. I love that. My dog has Velvet Ears.
Oh, or I think of the Velveteen Rabbit, because that's one of my favorite books. But wow, we've got a great show today. That's actually a really good book. If you've never, have you ever read it? The Velveteen Rabbit?
Yeah, well, I used to listen to it to fall asleep. That was a good one.
It is one of the most beautiful stories ever in the history of children's books. You know what I'm talking about? Where he loves the Velveteen Rabbit so much that he loves it and loves it so much that he basically wears it down to nothing but strings almost.
It's like the Giving Tree.
Yeah, it's like the Giving Tree.
I love that.
Heart-wrenching. Yeah. But like how much you give and give and give to the person you love.
Well, you know, we're going to start the toy drive here. Maybe that's what I'll give out. The first thing will be a couple copies of The Velveteen Rabbit to
Great
wrap
idea.
Up to read to your kids. It's a classic. It's an amazing book. You remember the washing machine story where we...
I ordered my daughter that washing machine. And it still works to this day. It's literally like the coolest gift ever.
It is. Okay, so I've got one in my closet. It's a Miele. It's a miniature washing machine where you can wash like Barbie doll clothes because I'm still not over it.
Yes.
I never wanted to give up my Barbie dolls.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually makes the noises and the water goes in and stuff. It is the coolest gift. So we gave one away on the air. And this was when Adrift Float Spa was open. And so the guy that won it came. I said, yeah, come to Adrift Float Spa at 8315 Preston Road. And yeah, you can pick it up. He pulled up with a pickup truck and backed a trailer into thinking it was a full-size washing machine.
I didn't know that.
And then I came out with this little square box.
What did he say?
I don't remember, except that we were all laughing so hard. You know, I think he thought it was funny, too. I think he had a really good sense of humor.
Oh, so. My goodness. That but is yeah. really funny.
So I'll give it another one away this Christmas season, starting this Friday. And so we just have to be very clear that it's not a real washing machine. It is a doll clothes washing machine. But it's best
the coolest
toy,
thing.
Isn't it?
Yes. I know. It makes great noises. You actually put a little water in it. It doesn't get the clothes like soaking wet, but it gets them wet. And then, I mean, my kids had their little American Girl doll clothes and their Barbie doll clothes all over my kitchen counters. Yep. I had like the drying rack set up for them. They were just enthralled with that thing.
It is. It's like the best gift ever for a kid.
It's really cool.
Well, what do you want to talk about the opening?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I want to hear, because I haven't, and I'm sure you've talked some about it, but I haven't been here since you guys were at the Veggie Fest. And P.S., by the way, you looked amazing in that green dress.
Oh, thank you. I love that. Well, you know, it was
a dress?
No, it was a top and a bottom that I actually bought a year apart.
Oh, my gosh.
And they were two different designers.
So striking on you.
Thank
you. Her lettuce outfit.
Yeah, it's my lettuce. I was a big piece of lettuce.
It was putting off some good vibes, I'll have to tell you.
Well, you know, and we told veggie jokes, and the crowd was so nice. We just had it was such a cool crowd. The energy was so awesome. And yeah, it was the first time I ever did that, and I actually really enjoyed it.
What was y'all's biggest takeaway from participating in something like that?
I don't know. I felt like I was part of the vibe of the city, kind of.
Cool.
You know, I really did. And I'm so honored that Jamie Scott, who is the director and founder of the Texas Veggie Fair, that was their 10-year anniversary. I was just so honored that they even asked me to do it. And we had a lot of success at our stage, I have to say. We had one of the biggest crowds, if not the biggest crowd, at the Veggie Fest. So that made me feel really good.
That's awesome.
But
you know, doesn't surprise me.
You know, I just tried to be myself.
Yeah.
You know, which is a little crazy sometimes.
You know, and there's something to be said for stepping out of your comfort zone and getting involved with cool things like that in whatever city you live in, because a lot of cities have really cool stuff going on. And I am the first one to say, I just get stuck in the rut of my everyday doing. But when you go out and explore the cool things happening in your city, maybe go to something a little out of your comfort zone, you see...
Yep.
You just see cool stuff, meet cool people, get a cool vibe.
Dallas has been very good to me, you know, when I moved here in my 20s. And I don't know, you know, a lot of people, I'm not braggadocious about it, but I am the co-founder of Pizza Patron and then Wingstop and Adrift Float Spa and now One Life Radio. But I've always been kind of behind the scenes because, you know, that's just my style. And that's why it was so difficult for me to be on radio. I'm not used to being that front person,
right.
You know, but I've worked very hard my whole life. And Dallas has been really good to me. And I just felt like I was part of the city. I think for the first time ever, I felt like I finally get to be me and people get to see like the real me telling jokes, of course.
Yeah. It's powerful though. And I think, you know what, that creates connection.
Yeah.
So it's a great example for anybody listening. Just, you know, get out there.
It was one of the, I was so fearful of it. But I have to tell you, it was one of the top highlights of my life so far.
Wow.
It really was. It was just really, really fun to get out there and, you know, mix with people, which is what that's one of the things I'm really good at.
I feel like we should ring the bell for that. Did you bring it today?
I did not bring my bell today. I've got them all over my house now. I'm getting addicted to sound healing, but there's something very real about it and scientific, by the way.
We'll talk a little bit about it in my segment today.
Really?
I just think it's on the list of things that are on the up and coming, but aren't up and coming, but some would consider it up and coming for how do we keep our biological clocks? How can we reverse our biological clocks, if you will?
Yeah. Well, you know, I love that we're talking about that. Actually, the title of the topic is What's Your Actual Age? Chronological versus Biological Age. And it's from a Thorne article. And I have to say, people have told me, people have always told me I look younger, but especially in the last 10 years when I got rid of a lot of my stress.
Mm.
And so I feel like I'm almost aged in reverse.
Yep.
In a lot of ways. And we have Dr. Marvin Singh, who I absolutely love. He's a medical doctor and practices an integrative gastroenterologist in San Diego, California, his practice. And we're going to be talking about integrative gastroenterology. I know it sounds complex, but you're not going to want to miss it because you know what? Your gut is a really big deal.
Really big deal.
Really big deal. So stay tuned, everyone. We've got a fantastic show coming up. You're listening to One Life Radio.
So why didn't you ask me, baby? Or didn't you think I could?
There is Ryan Berg and the Velveteers. Listen to this voice. We'll let it play for just a minute. I'll be right there, Dr. Singh. This band is going to be playing at our meet and greet here Thursday night at V Eats Modern Vegan.
6 to 9. Come hang out.
Yeah. Come meet us. Say hey. Have a drink. And food. We have food, too. Here we go. Listen to this voice.
It's funny to me how crushing my ambition.
And he's even better live.
Sounds like Johnny Lang.
He does sound like Johnny Lang.
Especially if he can play a mad guitar.
A lot of people don't even know who Johnny Lang is.
Love Johnny
How
Lang.
Did that happen? Red Light's one of my favorite songs by him. And then there's a couple of them. God, I haven't thought about him in a while. But welcome back to One Life Radio. Everyone, as you can tell, we love music here on this radio show, One Life Radio. I've got Dr. Marvin Singh on the line with me and Jill Lane in studio. Dr. Marvin practices as an integrative gastroenterologist in San Diego, California. He is a diplomat of the American Board of Integrative Medicine and a board-certified internist. Dr. Singh was trained by Dr. Andrew Weil, a pioneer in the field of integrative medicine at the University of Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine. Dr. Singh is a member of the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, American College of Lifestyle Medicine, and the True Health Initiative. His newest book is Integrative Gastroenterology. His website is precisionclinic.com, and that's P-R-E-C-I-S-I-O-N-E. Precision, is that how you pronounce it, Dr. Singh?
Precision.
Okay. clinic.com. And of course, your website, drmarvinsingh.com. And we'll put this all out on Instagram. And your Instagram is at Dr. Marvin Singh and at Precision Clinic. And it's so good to talk with you today. So what is precision? You're welcome. So I'm super excited. I've got a lot of energy today, Dr. Singh, and that's because I'm living well. I'm living really well here in Dallas. But, you know, precision medicine is something that I think a lot of people don't quite, maybe they've never heard about it or they don't understand what it is. So what is it and why is it so important?
Yeah, this is an amazing capability we have with science and technology these days. And I really kind of shifted my attention towards this style of practicing in the last several years. So precision medicine means a lot of things to a lot of different people. You know, 5, 10 years ago, precision medicine would mean you go in and get your physical done and you get your cholesterol checked, maybe a stress test and an EKG, and that was kind of precision medicine. But now we have the ability to really do a lot more with the kinds of information that we can get from our own bodies. We can sequence our whole genome. We can look at the microbiome. We can do whole body and brain imaging. We can risk stratify for cardiac disease in a much more sensitive way using CT coronary calcium score and cardiac MRI and just a wide variety of different kinds of tests. And then what I like to do is take all this information together and I put a program together for somebody that's really specifically based on them, on the individual. And so out of that, I founded a clinic called Precision Clinic. And you weren't incorrect in the way you were pronouncing it the first time because it's actually an Italian word.
I knew it. When I said precision, because I was pronouncing it like it's supposed to be in Italian. It's an Italian word. Yeah. So that's important.
It's a little play on words because it means the same thing. It means precision, but they put an E on the end of it. And I really like that because you can emphasize the one individual, the O-N-E.
Oh, yes.
At the end of the word.
I couldn't agree more. And as you know, if you've ever bought a pair of Italian shoes or any kind of Italian clothing, they are all about precision. They make the most, the finest things in the world because they are focused on all the details, right? And that's kind of what this precision medicine is, right?
Right. Right. So, I mean, and the kinds of things that we can learn can really be life-changing. You know, one of the crazy statistics that I saw recently was that one-third of people who make it to age 50 won't be here when they're 75.
Wow.
And that's because there are so many issues going on in their lives and their health that they may not be aware of that they could prevent or reverse before it got to the point where their lifespan was less. And so my whole point, we love in medicine and we're great in medicine of taking care of people when they're really sick. This is what we call sick care.
Mm-hmm.
But what we really should be focused on is well care. We don't want to get to the point where we're actually sick and we're on death's door. We want to not even be at that place. We want to live to be 100, and we want the quality of life when we're at that age to actually be good. We don't want to be stuck in hospitals, you know, in and out of hospitals when we're at an older age. We want to be enjoying life. And so that's kind of the whole point of this new wave of precision medicine.
I love
it. To help figure things out.
I absolutely love it. And I'm thinking of an old dear friend of mine right now. He's male and he's got all kinds of problems going on in his body. And I've been trying to talk to him about, you know, instead of like, you know, doing the normal things that they do in allopathic medicine is to really dig deep into his lifestyle and mistakes that he's making in nutrition and not getting enough exercise and decreasing his stress and all these things. And I just think you can reverse it. You can, even if you're at a stage where you've got heart issues or whatever it is that you've got, you can reverse it. Don't you believe through really just looking at the whole picture?
Yeah, you got to look at the whole picture. You got to look at where some of the root causes of some of the underlying inflammation might be coming from, and you got to frame it in the perspective of the whole person. So a lot of these tests these days are direct to consumer. You can go and do some of these tests by yourself and figure things out, but it's not really the same, you know, because you don't have the machine or the artificial intelligence isn't really taking into consideration what is going on in your life, what stressors do you have, what environment do you live in, what toxins might you be exposed to. And so this is really the art of the whole thing, is to take all this information and use it together with what's actually happening to the person in the person's life, where they live, and then try to work a protocol around that. And this is so fun for me. I mean, it's a challenge. It's not easy. I mean, once I get all the data, it's like, literally 6 to 8 hours per person just on my computer, just studying the data and trying to make sense out of it.
Well, and that's
kind of fun. It's like you're playing Dr. House, right? Well, you just get to figure out what's going on with each person.
God, I love your personality so much. And I love the way you approach medicine. I do. Like, you're a fun guy, I can tell. But I just love the way you're communicating with the listeners right now, because this is the message that we try to get out over and over again. And I love that you use the word art, because it really is an art form, isn't it?
Right, it is. I mean, we say practice of medicine all the time and nobody thinks twice about it, but really we can read what's in the book, but at the end of the day, it is a practice, because everything doesn't follow the textbook. And the classic example is the human body that we spend all our lives studying as doctors. I mean, yeah, our genes may be the same, may be similar. We all have the same number of chromosomes, but our microbiome is so different, and what the microbiome does is different in each person.
Yeah.
You just can't predict it. And so that's kind of one of the new ways of thinking here with precision medicine as well, is that no two people are really alike. And in order to really understand what you should tell somebody, you got to understand what is going on in that person and what their risks are for certain things.
Yeah. You know, what is your approach to health and wellness, other than what I know we've already talked about this, but if someone is just getting in their car and listening, what is your approach to health and wellness?
Yeah. So the first step and the second step and the third step is to actually talk to the person and find out what's going on in their lives, what are some of the barriers to having optimal health, and learning about what is going on, what their diet's like, what their stress is like, and what their sleep habits are like. These are things that we often take for granted. We overlook. We just think, you know, oh, that's not important. But these are actually some of the big driving factors for our health and wellness. And so that's one of the first things that I do is I sit down and I talk with somebody. Usually the first appointment's about 90 minutes. It's not that 5-10 minute blow by, you know, in the office. Hello, how are you doing? What prescriptions do you need? See you later type of a thing.
Oh, yeah.
You really want to try to get to know somebody. You got to spend the time. Otherwise, it's just not going to happen as well. And so that's my initial approach. The step 1, 2, and 3 is to really just have a nice sit down conversation and talk about things and then decide what kinds of things might be important to assess in somebody's particular situation.
Mm-hmm.
And then we make those assessments and then we try to figure out how to execute on them and how to put a plan together to help them get better.
Yeah, I love that you use the term sit down. You know, that's an Italian term, but usually you get whacked after a sit down. You don't get better.
Not a precision clinic.
See, you've got such a great sense of humor. Okay, so, you know, the gut microbiome.
It's chronic disease that gets whacked, actually.
Oh, my God, you just made me snort. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so what role does the microbiome play in overall health and wellness? We hear this over and over again, but I don't think you can stress this enough.
Yeah, the microbiome is one of the key components. It's like the big mob boss inside of us. We're talking mm-hmm. about mafia stuff now. But there are trillions and trillions of bacteria inside of our gut. They're actually on our skin, in our mouth. They're all over the place. But we often talk about the gut microbiome because one of the biggest populations are there. You can think of it as like an ecosystem or a forest inside of your digestive tract. And these guys are not just bacteria, they're fungi, they're yeast, they're mold, there's viruses, and they all live together in harmony, or they try to live together in harmony as much as possible. And different kinds of things can impact that harmony, just mm-hmm. like, you know, if there's a overpopulation of deer, you know, in the forest, that impacts, you know, the people that live in the neighborhoods around them. So just as things change with them, things change in your body as well. And these bacteria, they digest our foods, they release chemicals and neurotransmitters and all kinds of other signals to other cells in our body as a result of a wide variety of things. It's not just eating. We often think about food as being the core thing that has to do with the digestive tract.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it is one of the biggest parts. But whenever I give a lecture on gut microbiome and overall health, I actually save the diet part for the last.
Really?
Because I want to emphasize that sleep, that stress, that even your social interconnection, even the bad habits that you have, how much exercise you're having, all of that impacts your gut microbiome. So if you get angry in 10 minutes, your gut microbiome is going to shift. It's not because you ate the wrong thing for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can think about it then from a snowballing perspective, if you ate a donut and some orange juice for breakfast and then you got in your car and had a little road rage on the way to work, then you gave yourself like a double, triple whammy before you even started your day off.
Yeah.
Because it all can snowball out of control that way. And then you're angry and upset the whole day and you don't even really know what happened. All you know is that you're angry and upset. You'll never really fully appreciate that the reason why this has happened is perhaps because the gut microbiome got a little imbalanced with what happened and it started releasing chemicals that went to your brain and made you angry as a result. And now you're kind of stuck in this kind of a thought pattern. And so really to unwind that, so people will say, oh, I have depression, I have anger, I have anxiety. Well, we have to look at where this could be coming from. We want to see what the nutrition is like, see how your sleep habits are like. Do you have any particular techniques that you use to help reduce stress?
Mm-hmm.
Those kind of things. And all of these things can help you snowball into control just as health can snowball out of control.
It's so well put. You're such an incredible speaker. You are, gosh, your communication is so just off the charts. I know people are just not even wanting to get out of their cars. Or I mean, this is going to make an excellent podcast. So let me ask you this. So, you know, why do we need to understand our genetic risks for illnesses and other things as well?
Oh, that's a very good question. I mean, it's important to know because a lot of these conditions are preventable. So let's use Alzheimer's disease, for example, because that's something that a lot of us get worried about or get nervous about when we start talking about Alzheimer's risk.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, yes, there is a genetic risk for Alzheimer's disease. But, you know, the story doesn't end really there. So what I'm doing is even to the next level of that. So we'll take brain imaging and we'll look at the hippocampus volume and we'll take that in conjunction with your genes and see what your actually true individualized risk is. So if I say you have this gene, you may look up, you know, in the literature and find that, oh, I have a 40% risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. That means I'm going to get it, basically.
Yeah.
But no, if you take that and you look at what your brain structure is like, what the volume of your hippocampus is like, and you take that in conjunction, you can actually use this machine learning technology that I utilize with the Health Nucleus, which is Human Longevity Incorporated's testing mechanism, and we can actually give you your own individualized risk for over the next 10 years, 8
oh,
to 10
wow.
years. What is your actual risk of developing Alzheimer's disease? And you can see that, okay, well, if I do have really a 10% risk, then what can I do to help prevent that from happening or to at least slow down that process? Because just because you have a gene doesn't mean that you are actually going to get the problem. It's not like a death sentence or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically, you can look at it as a warning signal. Hey, look, you have this genetic predisposition. Your brain structure looks like this. Your cholesterol looks like this. This is what your habits are in your life. This is what we can do. This is what you should eat. This is how you should live. This is what you should do with your sleeping patterns in order to optimize the risk. And then you can follow that every year and see what the difference is to make sure that you're staying on track. It's actually not something to be freaked out about. It's actually something to welcome and to embrace, because
right.
now we have the ability to know that, okay, I have the risk. You're always going to have the risk whether you knew about it or not, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like that's going to change. Your genes are your genes. But what you do in your life can affect the genetic expression. I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
that's exactly the point. So if you can know what you can do that can impact that, then you have one step, then you're one step ahead of the game.
Well, yeah.
One up there.
Well, knowledge is power. And then this is a perfect example of it. Having the knowledge of how you move forward once you have an understanding of what's really going on in your body. You know, but what are some of the things that we can do to optimize our microbiome that are simple and easy to do before we end this segment, Dr. Singh?
Simple and easy to do is, I think, focusing on a whole foods, plant-based diet. That doesn't mean that you have to be a vegan necessarily, but
mm-hmm.
you got to eat a lot of vegetables no matter what program you're on. And I think stress reduction and sleep hygiene are two things that we often take for granted. And learning, you know, breath work or some meditative practice like transcendental meditation that you can use on a regular basis that's easy to do on the fly, that'll help keep your microbiome balanced as well. And we definitely cannot forget exercise. Actually, athletes have a more diverse microbiome because they are regularly moving around. So it doesn't mean you got to go to the gym and spend 3 hours working out every day. As long as you are moving regularly on a day-to-day basis, I mean, that's really what we want to go for. We want to avoid the sedentary lifestyle.
Yeah.
And all of these things actually cultivate a healthy microbiome. And then, you know, you can start eating fermented products. You can, you know, get to the next level and make sure that you're not ingesting any bad water that can affect your microbiome. Make sure that you're using good health products in your household, you know, eco-friendly furniture, all of these kind of things. You may think, how could this affect my microbiome? But it actually does.
It does.
All of these chemicals, even airborne chemicals, they can affect your microbiome. I actually wrote a book chapter on it in the textbook of integrative environmental medicine on how these chemicals that we're exposed to, not mm-hmm. just in our food, can actually impact our gut microbiome. Because when these things are exposed to us continually over and over again, then the microbiome becomes imbalanced. And when the microbiome becomes imbalanced, then inflammation starts. And when inflammation starts, that's the setup for chronic disease.
Yeah, absolutely. And I say even, you know, in your work environment, there's a lot of chemical cleansing, cleansing agents that they use to, you know, mop the floors in the bathrooms and all these things. There was recently a story in the news about a restaurant manager, I think, or it's actually the whole team got poisoned.
It was like 9 to 13 people were poisoned,
Well, you know, and I can tell you this. I know here at iHeartMedia, when they're cleaning, using the cleaning products, I smell them the second I walk through the door. Mm-hmm. And some of them are very strong, and they shouldn't even be in our environment, because it goes to, you know, our waste, which goes into our water, which goes into our ecosystem, and it's a trickle down. And so you do have to pay attention. And you know, we've got a big fight.
What a lot of people do is they may purchase the products that they want the cleaning crew to use and say, use this instead.
Yeah. Well, it all matters. I mean, I'm one of those that says, hey, please, will you guys take out, what was it, the Febreze?
It's like the flower walls.
The flower, in the flower walls in the women's bathroom, because I said, it's a disruptor to your, what am I trying to say?
Which is an endocrine disruptor.
Yes, endocrine disruptor. And a lot of people don't know that. They don't think about it. But if you're breathing it in every single day and you're spending hours at the office, it matters and it can have an effect on your health. So you do, as you said, like put all the pieces together and examine everything in your life, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you would never think that the paint on the walls or the bed that you sleep on could actually make you fat.
Yeah,
but they're obesogens, they're diabetogens. That means that these are chemicals that just mess up your system, and they cause these problems to occur.
Mm-hmm. I could talk to you literally for days, and Jill Lane's over there smiling. It's been such a pleasure, seriously. And I know people out there listening will email us and say, gosh, get that guy back on. He was fabulous. And so I hope you'll join us again. It's rare, you know, when I get somebody really awesome on the air, I'm like, I need that transcribed, because I'll use it as a reference tool. Thank you so much for sharing your brain with us today, Dr. Singh. It's always a pleasure to speak with you.
Likewise. Thanks for having me on.
All right. And I'm going to give a shout out again to your websites. It's precisionclinic.com. That's precision with an E on the end because it's Italian. And Dr. Marvin Singh, and it's spelled SINGH.com, and on Instagram at Dr. Marvin Singh and Precision Clinic. So thank you again, Dr. Singh. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Everyone, stay tuned. We've got Jill Lane coming up. We're going to be talking about your actual age, chronological versus biological. You're not going to want to miss it. This girl's a rock star, too. Stay tuned, everyone. Radar Love. I think we're going to touch on that today. Aren't we going to talk about relationships a little bit?
We should.
Oh, my gosh. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, Navi Mendoza, and Jill Lane. Before we get to her content, I want to let you know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast or subscribe to our newsletter. You can also listen to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify, or you can go right to iHeartMedia.com to listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our great sponsors that bring this content to you. Great companies like Sun Warrior. You can get it at Vitamin Shop or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King. They have a new CBD oil and also a Keto Clean product. If you want to go plant-based and keto, check it out and use the code OLR for 20% off. your first order. Sun Warrior is a great company. They've been making great products for years, and they've been a sponsor of the show for a very long time. And of course, Enviromedica is one of the best. We talk about the gut microbiome with Dr. Singh. I have to tell you, like, they have one of the best, if not the best, probiotic on the market. You can check it out, Terra Flora. Go to Enviromedica.com. In fact, we've got the CEO coming up on the show here this week. Very knowledgeable, a gentleman, Jared, and we can't wait to speak with him. And of course, Crazy Water, call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. And no evil foods. I had my Italian sausage, my Italian stallion last night. Small batch, vegan, plant-based, no evil foods, makes meat from nothing but plants. I got it at Whole Foods yesterday, so check it out. They also have it in the freezer section at Natural Grocer, and I don't go to any other grocery stores really, so I don't know where else it is. But they just got it. They have a lot of distribution on the East Coast as well. I'll have to check it out.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But check them out. It's a really good company. They use simple ingredients. They're all organic, and they're simple organic ingredients that you can find in your own kitchen, so none of those long names that you can't pronounce. And check it out. I do, too. I do. NoEvilFoods.com. Okay, Jolaine. You ready?
I'm ready. I put my glasses on.
You can put your glasses on. She's serious now. I love this woman. She's been on the show for a very long time, extremely knowledgeable as well. Jolaine is a pro athlete health and nutrition coach and founder of Fueling Champions, which is a three-step sports performance and athletic nutrition program built to maximize the potential of student athletes and the parents that support them. You can find her on Instagram at Team Fueling Champions or her website, fuelingchampions.org. Today, we're talking about your actual age. Chronological versus biological. It's an article that was written by Thorne Research, which, by the way, we have a dispensary on our website. All the Thorne products, 20% off and free shipping. But today we're talking about, this is a very interesting subject. It really is.
Great segue from Dr. Singh, by the way. Oh, lots of correlation to what he had to say.
Absolutely. So what's the difference between chronological and biological age, and why does it matter? Jill, how do you classify biological age?
So first, to understand the difference between the two, chronological age is just how many years old you are. Like the good old, how many candles are on your birthday
clock.
Like, it's like a clock. There's no going back. We're just going forward. So you're whatever age you are, you know, whether you're 10 years old or 20 or 70, it's your number age, which we all know. It's irreversible. You can't go back on your chronological age. You were born a certain day and you're just adding days to that number. So that's chronological age.
Okay.
Biological age is really exciting because it has the potential to be reversed. And Dr. Singh talked, and you actually asked him a great question about, can some of these things be reversed? And our biological aging can be reversed because it's really just the state, the health of tissue and cells in our body. And when we understand, like he beautifully laid out, that we have control to a certain extent over the health of our cells and our tissues by the things we do every day.
Absolutely.
We can control how fast we biologically age. And people might be scratching their head, but we've all met someone, right, who we think is a certain age.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we find out their real age, we either think, oh my gosh, really? You're only fill in the blank?
Yep.
Or you're 70? Wow, you look 45,
right.
Or you might meet someone and go, oh my gosh, she's 30, she looks 50.
Yeah.
Girls had a tough life.
Yeah.
You know, you've met twins, and they've done lots of studies on twins who one looks much older than the other because even though they have similar genetics, they live different lifestyles.
Right.
And because of that, their skin might look different and all sorts of other things. So our biological age, we can control to a certain extent with our lifestyle. And that's what makes it so exciting.
I think
most of us who want to live a long, healthy life want to just feel biologically young.
What?
Where our age, our chronological age, really doesn't matter to us because even though we're fill in the blank, 40, 50, 60, 70, we feel 10, 20, 30 years younger biologically.
Yeah.
Well, and we look it.
And it's an attitude, too, I have to say.
For
it
sure.
It starts in the brain, which, by the way, you can rejuvenate that as well.
Yes.
Dr. Singh talked about that as well. So many things that we can do that we need to understand about our biological age. Let's start with that.
So I think, it just all overlays so perfectly. So the things that Dr. Singh talked about that affect our microbiome also affect our biological age. So what we eat, if we exercise, how well we sleep, how we handle stress are kind of the common things. And then I would add what's happening with our hormones, our microbiome health, and how we mentally just deal with life. I think you, like you just said, a mindset. What do we do, whether it's meditation or whether, what is your thing that helps you mentally have a forward, positive thinking outlook?
Yeah.
All of those things affect your biological clock.
God,
and
they
so
do.
That's exciting. Because,
and the quality of your life.
Well, just, right. It's all tied together, right? Your chronological age doesn't necessarily affect your X age. Well, how does that affect your life? But your cells and the way your tissues feel, that impacts your life every day, right?
Well, yeah, and I know that you recently started training with Tina again, and I did too. And I can't even tell you what a difference in my attitude.
Right.
I've always had a pretty good attitude, but my attitude's better than ever. I feel stronger. I look better. I've got people telling me, "Oh my gosh, you're getting really lean again, Bernadette. You're looking great." You know, mm-hmm. and it carries through to your brain as well. It's all connected.
Yeah, I think we live in, and we were talking during the break, my general quandary and frustration just about medicine as a whole is, why don't more people practice medicine, the precision of medicine and the time and the care of connecting the dots like Dr. Singh? And there's a couple major reasons why we talked about, but when you understand, and there's plenty of data, there's no reason anybody can say that there's not enough data to show that your health of your microbiome affects your mental health, that exercise not only affects your microbiome, but your mental health,
yeah.
Not just your muscles.
Right.
You know, everything is connected. And so when you can get really excited that you have the power, and I think that's the exciting part about this biological age, that you have the power to feel better.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to be willing to put on your boots, pull up your big girl panties,
oh, yeah.
And take care of it.
Yep.
You have the power to do it.
I love it. We're going to talk more about this. Stay tuned, everyone. Jill Lane, One Life Radio. We'll be right back.
Sitting at a red light. You think of home while you're sitting at a red light. Too slow to roll, put your life on hold. An open path with nowhere to go.
A little Johnny Lang for you.
Oh, I saw him at the House of Blues here.
Me too.
Once with my husband.
I bet I was there.
It's been a few years.
Yeah, I was there.
I mean,
for sure.
Speaking of someone who can play the guitar
and sing.
He's
a hottie
thank
too.
You, Diamond. Yeah,
he looks
he
like
is.
An Abercrombie model.
Oh my gosh. I haven't listened to his stuff for a while. I'm going to have to listen to that after the show.
Oh my gosh.
Because there's just something about it.
Oh,
and I'm
yeah.
not. You know, I know you have a really great appreciation of music. Like, for instance, I was driving up the tollway and saw this big Jackson Browne billboard and was like, Bernadette!
Oh, I
immediately thought of you. He's in concert,
good.
Like at the Windstar.
Yeah, I'm
he
going.
Looks, speaking of aging,
yeah,
his biological and chronological age look pretty good on the billboard. I mean,
yeah.
There's probably some, I don't know if there's any airbrushing happening, but.
No, he looks good. I know someone that knows him. They told me that he's looking good.
His ages are in sync.
Yeah, so
I love it.
I love having you in studio, Jill Lane. If you're just now joining us, she is a pro athlete, health and nutrition coach, and founder of Fueling Champions. You can find her on Instagram at Team Fueling Champions or her website, fuelingchampions.org. We're talking about your actual age versus your chronological or biological age. So what do you want people to know about this?
Well, I think, again, it's what we just left off, that you have control of, we're all aging by the day, right? By the
Every
minute,
day.
By the day. But we have control on how well we age. That, like Dr. Singh said, our genetics aren't our destiny. And for many of the genetics that go with chronic disease, many of them are influenced by lifestyle. They're not, it's not like you will get this. It's, you may get this, but if you make these changes, like he spoke of, your chances of getting that are much reduced. And we're just learning so much about the things in our world that in our little like pod that we all live in that influence our health. I mean, you know, we talk so much about diet and exercise and sleep and stress management and mindfulness. And I think sound therapy and music
oh, yeah.
therapy and light therapy and even cold and heat therapy, there's so much that our you know, in the research pipelines right now that we just need to stay really open to the things that will continue to help us. So what do we do proactively from a food standpoint? I think I couldn't agree more. A plant-based diet, I think probably one of the most researched plant-based diets out there, especially in the longevity world, is the Mediterranean diet.
Mm-hmm. The Italian diet.
I love it. Because, again, it's high in fiber, high in plants, healthy omega-3 fatty acids, you know, whole foods like lentils and garbanzo beans and other beans.
But it's not just what you eat. It's how you eat it. Italians sit down. Okay, we were joking about it being a sit down where they whack you at the end. But they sit down and they enjoy the food.
In community with others.
It's the most powerful thing, that connection with other people and enjoying food and just the time being in the present moment. All those things add quality to your life.
And I think a lot of parents, especially of younger kids listening, of high schoolers, will be like, oh, like nobody in my family is home at the same time anymore, which I get. But I think you can find even one day a week, because the research shows it's better for your, it's really great for your kids. It's great for your family nucleus. Yeah. Even if you just look for one day a week where you guys are, you know, in the same room together, where you can have some conversation, because to the point of longevity and biological aging, there's a research project named the Blue Zones, and people live really long in these different blue zones across the world.
They do.
And one of the biggest factors isn't actually what they eat. It's the community and the purpose that they have within their pod of wherever they live. And so that's that connectedness. And, you know, what we eat matters, and movement matters, and sleep and stress. But I think so much to do with sleep and stress is just
Absolutely.
Not being connected.
Well, and this is my biggest anti-aging tip, and to keep your biological age at bay, is to dance. Take all you women out there, because women don't get enough time for themselves. Pick a day, any day, invest in a Sono system and dance and sing by yourself like it's nobody's business. Own the evening, own the day, and just get that movement, get that sound healing, and move your body and just have fun with yourself.
Love it.
All right.
I love it.
All right, everyone. You know what? I love doing the show. Thank you so much for listening. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Do you want to finish it, Aviana?
Get out there today and be contagiously positive.